This story is called Pink Hard Hat. I spied the pink hard hat as the subway train pulled in and beelined it for the empty seat beside the woman wearing it. It's not often you see a pink hard hat. To boot, she had bright green hair and bright orange Doc Martens. So it was easy to start a conversation. I just asked how long she'd worked in construction. And this got us into a conversation about women working in construction, her ambition to be a health and safety manager, and the 14 certificates she's earned. It was 2017, and we were in the thick of the Me Too movement. And truly, it felt like women would have more opportunities. So I said, it's time for a woman manager in construction. And she gave me a don't I know it look. The kind that contains excitement and exasperation all at the same time. We shared that feeling. Then she told me what her days look like. Long days, up at 4:30 a.m. to get her daughter ready and to the sitters so she can get to work by 7 a.m. Her current job is in Brooklyn, and it's a long commute from her home in the Bronx. Girl, she said, I go to where the work is. Good thing the sitter lives in my building. And now we share a look of relief and gratitude because I'm a mom, and we can bond on this. I asked to see a picture of her daughter, and she pulls up a photo on her phone. They're eating cotton candy. Her daughter has these super cute, enormous Afro pigtails with large purple ribbons. I comment on them. And she confesses, I like to be a little different. As we approach Grand Central, I ask her name, and she asks mine. And as we said goodbye, she thanked me for talking to her. It really improved my day, she said. And I thanked her for talking to me. And we say that we hope to run into each other again. I'll be on the lookout, I say. And I did look, but I never did see the pink hard hat again.